We pray Psalm 125 with Jesus. Those who trust in God are like Mount Zion. They stand firm forever. As the mountains encircle Jerusalem, so you, O God, embrace your people now and always. The rule of the wicked will not rest on the land allotted to the just, lest the righteous turn to evil. Do good, O God, to those who are good, whose hearts are true. Peace be upon Israel. I think it's appropriate to omit verse 5, which reads, those who turn aside to their crooked way, may God send them to join the wicked. Somehow I can't hear Jesus praying for that. You may, but I've thought to omit it from the psalm. It's a hymn of trust, leading to a prayer of petition. The prayer arises out of a situation in which some Jews, including those in power, have given up their faith under foreign influence. The psalm may come from the period of the Maccabees, and the author is looking to God's justice to set things right. The psalmist knows that God's judgment is just. He prays, therefore, that God would see to it that those who turn aside to their crooked ways would suffer the judgment of the wicked. We hear Jesus reaching out to them in love. He doesn't want them to suffer the judgment of the wicked. He wants them to repent of their evil doing and find life for themselves to the benefit of all. Christians, we join Jesus in this prayer. Pray the psalm again. Those who trust in God are like Mount Zion. They stand firm forever. As the mountains encircle Jerusalem, so you, O God, embrace your people now and always. The rule of the wicked will not rest on the land allotted to the just, lest the righteous turn to evil. Do good, O God, to those who are good, whose hearts are pure. Peace be upon Israel.